It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up later on the show, Charles Greenfield speaks with Carlene Sawyer about the Dranoff International Two Piano Foundation's upcoming events. Chef Norman Van Aken cooks up A Word on Food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now, our film critic Dan Hudak introduces us to the new festival director of the Miami Jewish Film Festival, now in its 17th year.
Each January for the last 7 years, I've sat in this chair and interviewed the director of the Miami Jewish Film Festival, Ellen Wedner, and seen the festival grow to unprecedented heights. With Wedner now off to run the Palm Beach Jewish Film Festival, which begins January 16th, responsibility for the 17th annual Miami Jewish Film Festival, which begins January 23rd and runs through February 3rd, falls to the capable hands of Igor Steirenberg, a Miami native who owns a master's degree from the University of Southern California and has worked at the Coral Gables Arts Cinema and for the Miami International Film Festival. The opening night film of both the Palm Beach and Miami festivals looks like a good one. When Comedy Went to School is a documentary about famous Jewish comedians as they got their feet wet in the Borscht Belt of the Catskill Mountains. In this excerpt from the trailer, you'll hear the voices of Jerry Lewis, Joan Rivers, Woody Allen, Jerry Stiller, and Jerry Seinfeld, among others.
The Catskills was the breeding ground for the stand-up comedy.
In the Borscht Belt.
Take my wife, please.
It was a laboratory. It was marvelous.
Where the Catskill Mountains.
I take my wife everywhere, but she finds a way home.
That Borscht Belt thing resonates through all areas of comedy.
I was the last girl in Larchmont, New York to get married. My mother had to sign up last girl before freeway. And you have no idea.
When my grandfather on his deathbed sold me this watch.
If they're not laughing, you better close it down quick.
I decided to go into this crazy world. It also put me into therapy.
We can be this disgusting. We can go in front of a synagogue and sing about pork.
Being a comedian is up there as high as a doctor.
My HMO, they charge me for a self-breast exam.
If you're a Jew and you marry a Jew, that means everything you hated about going home is now in your house.
Well, we had the cream of the crop.
Jerry Seinfeld.
What is that age that old people reach where they decide when they back out of a driveway, they're not looking anymore? They just go, well, I'm old and I'm coming back.
In total, 30 films will screen at the Miami Jewish Film Festival, which was recently named one of the top five Jewish film festivals in the United States by The Forward. Making its Miami premiere is the Argentine comedy All In, about a Buenos Aires professional gambler who gets an unexpected second chance at love after he runs into an old flame. The Polish drama Ida is a highly acclaimed exploration of faith and history about a novice nun coming face-to-face with her family's haunting past in Nazi-occupied Poland. And the film Walking with the Enemy stars Ben Kingsley and chronicles the heroic life of a young man who disguises himself as a Nazi SS officer and uncovers more than just his lost family's whereabouts. With numerous premieres, short films, parties, and other events also on tap, we recently sat down with Igor Steirenberg to discuss his vision for the festival. Igor, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat. I wanted to start by asking about your impression of the South Florida film community. You've been here, you've worked here, but they haven't had a chance to get to know you yet.
For the most part, I've been a character behind the curtains. I worked at Coral Gables Arts Cinema with Robbie Rosenberg, who's the executive director of that art house venue. And I worked as an executive assistant to Jay LaPlante at the Miami International Film Festival during its 30th anniversary last year. I've had an immense training, mentorship, and guidance from these allies and friends. And I feel I'm very well equipped now to carry on the traditions of the Miami Jewish Film Festival into its 17th year. I hit the road running in July of this past summer, and immediately I initiated a very aggressive off-season program, which as of this date has seen already 16 premiere screenings and events at various venues, such as the O Cinema Miami Shores, the Miami Beach Cinematheque, the Regal Cinemas, and the Frank Theaters Intracoastal, spanning the entire greater Miami community. And this is, again, we're trying to reach into and touch base with that entire incredible resurgence that Miami has seen in the arts community.
And that was one of my questions for you. How are we different? How is the festival different moving forward? And I guess having the programming in the off season allows you to have a more constant presence. And therefore, when the festival time comes, people are more familiar with you and they're more accessible to go.
Certainly has built incredible momentum, especially now that we're 2 weeks away from opening night. And just as well, I have to say that it has been an incredible growing experience with the new audience that we've developed. It's been a revitalizing year. We have rebranded ourselves with a new logo, new website, and a new direction in terms of what our efforts and overall expectations are with our screenings. We try to make sure that every single one of our premier events is a destination event. And that's it, all-encompassing and inclusive. So you don't have to be Jewish to really enjoy this festival. You could be just about anyone who has a passion for film, and you're going to be really, truly touched by the screening.
And what was your approach to the programming of the actual films? There are 30 total.
There are 30 films that are included, and they are encompassing of feature films and short films. World premieres, North American premieres, Florida premieres, South Florida premieres, premieres all over the board, in other words. My entire take while programming this festival has been simply to show films that I love and that I know others will be in love with as much as I have. And I think we've done that. I think that you could close your eyes and walk into just about any one of our feature films and you are going to be smitten by that movie. There's truly something for everyone. And I think that's the success of it. And I think on February 4th, when we look back on this 10 days of the festival, we're all going to look back on it with incredible pride and joy and knowing that the 18th year is going to be that much greater.
You told me off the air that you screened 400 to 500 films. How do you narrow it down? What's the kind of selection criteria to get the final 30?
These are films that haunt me. So if a movie truly has staying power and I have to have a yearning to be mindful of it again and again, day in, day out, when we narrow down the program, that's the movie I feel that has the need to be shown to the public.
Were there any trends in watching all of these movies? Do you find consistent themes and trends of what's prominent and relevant in the Jewish film community right now?
I think film, for the most part, is an incredible, powerful medium for people to tell their personal stories. For this festival, at least, I found that there's an overarching theme of comedy. We have several movies that harken to the past of the school of Jewish comedy, such as our opening night film, which is When Comedy Went to School, and then our tribute night, where we'll be honoring the past Jewish Film Festival director, Ellen Wedner, with the screening of When Jews Were Funny. As well, Woody Allen is a prominent presence. And again, that's a guilty pleasure for me that I wanted to just kind of leave an impression of mine on the festival. And we have at least 4 or 5 films that he's featured in. We're actually going to be showing the 30th anniversary presentation of his beloved black and white comedy, Broadway Danny Rose, which Oscar-nominated director Whit Stillman will be hosting. So we're truly excited about that as well.
And you said there's something for everyone. So on one hand, we got stuff for kids. And on the other hand, we got Holocaust movies.
That's right. We are going to have, for the first time in the festival's history, a family day where we're going to have a free open to the public screening of An American Tale. We're also going to have 3 other great, amazing movies, one of which, Hunting Elephants, stars Sir Patrick Stewart. So we're really, truly excited about the new direction this festival's taking, where kids and parents can enjoy screening together and where scholars and passionate film lovers can go and watch a movie like Ida by Pavel Pawlikowski, which is one of the most internationally acclaimed and award-winning titles that we have in the lineup.
Tell us more about Ida, because A.O. Scott in the New York Times said it's his most anticipated film of 2014. He's seen it, and it left him completely breathless, and he can't wait to see it again.
Without a doubt, it's one of the most beautiful films I have seen in the many, many years. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for our community to experience it. It is certainly a film that carries some controversy given its subject matter about a nun who learns that she is Jewish, and she goes on this incredible, you know, it's a coming-of-age narrative, and goes on this incredible adventure, learning about the past horrors that her family suffered and what led her to be in the position that she's in at the moment. It's a film that really will etch itself on your heart. It's one that will stay with you for many more days to come, and there's reason why O. Scott has listed it as one of his most anticipated films of 2014.
And speaking of controversy, Bethlehem is going to have a lot of people, thinking. to say the least. Tell us more about Bethlehem.
It's Israel's official Oscar entry. It swept the Israeli Oscars some months ago. We're actually going to try to have a conversation after the screening with several scholars, touching on points about Israeli-Palestinian relations and as well about some of the formalist aspects of the movie.
Very cool. And what has been your biggest challenge as we're on the cusp of the festival starting?
For the most part, it's been trying to build a new audience. We really want to reach out and be faithful to our current community, but we also want to make sure that everyone, whatever their ethnicity, whatever their background, that they are going to be aware of this festival and want to attend it. So we have three films that are actually Argentinian. That are going to be premiering in the community. And we want to reach out to the Latin community and make them aware that we're there for them. We want them to be a part of our platform.
Very cool. And let's get you out on this question. If there's one thing, you've sort of already addressed this, but if there's one thing you want people to take from the festival this year and look forward to 2015 with, it's what?
You haven't seen nothing yet. You're truly going to be celebrating the unexpected with the Miami Jewish Film Festival.
Very exciting. Igor, thank you.
My pleasure.
The Miami Jewish Film Festival will be held January 23rd through February 3rd. Screenings and events are at the O Cinema in Miami Shores, Cosford Cinema at the University of Miami in Coral Gables, Miami Beach Cinematheque in South Beach, Frank Theaters at Intercoastal Mall in North Miami Beach, and the Regal South Beach in South Beach. For more information, go to miamijewishfilmfestival.com. If you live a bit north and are interested in the Palm Beach Jewish Film Festival beginning January 16th, go to palmbeachjewishfilm.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.